So I'm not saying he doesn't know basketball, but with a team like this, you got to be a leader. You got to be able to manage egos. You got to be able to hold down the locker room. And that's something Steve Nash couldn't do. Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. My name is Joe Jordan. I'm your host today. Today we're going to talk about the Brooklyn Nets firing Steve Nash. So look, Steve Nash, this was inevitable. I think we all saw this coming sooner than later. KD just requested for him to be fired over the summer, him and Sean Marks, but especially Steve Nash, even though, reports say that they were him and Kyrie, I mean, he was one of the main reasons why they hired Steve Nash. That's what reports say. I never heard that from KD's mouth himself, but it was going to happen. I mean, Steve Nash, he was there for four seasons, and then he started off 2-5. Now, there are other teams in the NBA start off slow. The Sixers started off 0-3. Doc Rivers on the hot seat. And then you have Miami Heat. They also start right now, they're 3-5. But, with the situation with the Nets have based off last year, they got swept in the first round. They got a lot of drama going on. You cannot get off to a slow start like this. Plus, there's already questions about Steve Nash. Doc Rivers, I just mentioned the Philadelphia 76ers. Doc Rivers is an NBA champion. Eric Spoelstra is an NBA champion. Steve Nash, his coaching career, he doesn't have one. I mean, he was a player development consultant with the Warriors. But outside of that, he never sat on the bench at all as an assistant coach or anything. So for him to jump all the ranks and go right into that job, it's a lot of pressure on him. I'm not saying Steve Nash is a bad coach, because he is a point guard. He has a two-time MVP. He did lead his team to the Western Conference Finals twice. All right, lost to the Spurs one year where they felt like they got cheated, and they lost to Kobe, the great. All right, so I'm not saying he doesn't know basketball. But with a team like this, you got to be a leader. You got to be able to manage egos. You got to be able to hold down the locker room. And that's something Steve Nash couldn't do. When he walked in the door, before he walked in the door, Kyrie was saying that we don't need a coach. So you already knew you had to be a strong person, a strong personality to run this team. And Steve Nash doesn't come across, I don't know him personally, but he doesn't come across as someone with a strong personality, somebody that's going to command the room. So I thought it was a good move for them to move on with Steve Nash. And now there are a lot of speculations on Udoka. All right? A lot of speculations on Udoka. Now, you hear a lot of things. Some people are saying, why are they hiring? Why would they go out and get Udoka after the situation he's going through in Boston? And some people are saying, why would Udoka go to Brooklyn with the situation they got going on over there? So first things first, these teams need each other. All right? They need each other. Udoka was not getting another job unless he went to a familiar place, unless he went somewhere where people would trust him. Because what he did, we don't know exactly what he did, but the speculations of it seem something serious. So he has to go somewhere where they actually trust him. They actually know who he is. So Sean Marks, he actually won the NBA championship with Sean Marks in San Antonio. He was part of that staff when Sean Marks was a coach on that team. All right, so in 2014, when they beat Miami Heat, he was on that staff. So him and Sean Marks already have a relationship. He coached Ben Simmons for 2 years in Philly as an assistant coach. So him and Ben Simmons have a relationship. And matter of fact, last year was his first year in Boston. Before he went to Boston, he was with Brooklyn on Steve Nash's staff for 2 years. So he knows that roster. He knows that organization. He knows the owner. He knows the GM. He knows KD. He knows Kyrie. I mean, he knows everybody in that organization. So he's going to a familiar situation. And at the same time, they need Udoka. One thing, what I say Steve Nash wasn't able to do? Command the room. What can Udoka do? Command the room, right? Udoka, number one, right? He brings defense. First of all, he brings defense. Now, that's the next problem. They lack defense. Now, obviously, they're going to have to retool this roster to make that a better defensive team because Nick Claxton is the only big on that roster. Ben Simmons is playing, he's guarding people in the post. Ben Simmons is not a great, I'm not saying, he's a much better perimeter defender versus a post defender. So he's playing out of positions a lot of times. So they need another big who can play down low, right? When Nick Claxton is not in the game. So they got to address that roster when Udoka gets there. And I believe they will retool some things and make some trades for the deadline. Also, he brings structure to the organization. Obviously, the Brooklyn Nets have no structure right now. That team has no structure. They're all over the place. All right? Udoka will bring that. He brought that up. Boston already has structure, but you can see the difference when Udoka got there. And last but not least, he brings leadership. They're going to respect Udoka because, number one, he's been there. They know who he is. They know who he's made of. Number two, he's a former NBA player, so it's Steve Nash, right? And number three, he led Boston to the finals his first year there as a coach. His first year as a coach, he led them to the finals. Not only that, on the route of going to the finals, he swept the Nets. Swept them. Not huge, they were favorites in the East coming to the playoffs. They were the lower seed, and most people picked the Nets to beat Boston, including myself. So Udoka did that last year. He was 2 games away from being an NBA champion as a head coach. So he already gained, he gonna gain the respect from these players because that just happened last year. And his issue with Boston is non-basketball related. So we can't condemn his basketball IQ or his basketball knowledge, whatever you want to call it, his basketball, when anything basketball related, but his problem was something off the court. All right. So I think Udoka would be a good hire. I think he'd be a good hire. You know, they need each other. Udoka needs the opportunity. They need each other and they need Udoka. So I think it'd be an awesome hire, but it won't work unless they address that roster. Sean Marks got some work to do. I know you got a lot of finesse and shooting and all that stuff, but we got to get, I said, I'm not a Nets fan. I'm a Kings fan, but they got to get some players that can play some defense. One thing about the Celtics, they have five people on the floor who can all switch. They all can switch. All right. And that's tough to play against. So, and they got shooters on top of that. So the Nets gonna have to address that roster. And I think Udoka will help in that situation. So that's all I have for you guys today. And I'll see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button, no matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.